So far, we looked at only two examples. There are many interpretations. If we even understand just one example, that is sufficient. So when we looked at the niche, it was representing the chest of the believer and how he gains hidayah or guidance. But how did Allah guide the believer? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made an inner fitrah which is able to recognize his Lord. And then Allah also sends guidance to man. The inner guide of man is in his heart, which is secured in a chest. And the heart is a seed of guidance that Allah placed in the person's heart when he was born. The lamp has the ability to be lit when the oil is brought near. Then it becomes radiant because it already had an inner ability to light. This ability to light signifies the inner desire of a person. If the outer glass is considered to be the environment, and if it didn't corrupt a person's heart, if the glass symbolizes the heart, when the glass or the heart is pure, the fire quickly lights up. Sometimes, when we call people to Quran, as we place the oil near them, it lights up. It looks like Nurun ala Nur, as it was waiting and searching for this fuel, this oil. Or when someone is about to invite another person to learning of Quran, as soon as it is mentioned, they immediately accept. Some who need to be motivated and constantly invited, as in the example of the lamp, the dust or the filth on the glass has to be cleaned, then the lamp is ready to light up. Some people are Nurun ala Nur. If the knowledge of the Quran is taken to be the oil, work is required to extract the oil from anything. Similarly, to gain knowledge of the Quran, hard work is needed. So the tree is Quran, and the oil of the olive is the knowledge. To gain this knowledge, hard work is needed. Number two. This tree is not tree of the east nor the west, so there is no division, no caste or creed or sect. It is so pure, it is free from any interjection, it is free from prejudice. It is only the speech of Allah and joins a person to Allah and nothing else. Quran is devoid of divisions that are found in people. This tree is not from this world, it came from the heavens. If the oil is less, then the light starts fading and becoming less and less. So the oil has to be constantly added. It is not enough to put the oil in just once. Similarly, the inner faith in a person needs constant oil. Then it will continue to burn. Otherwise, it will extinguish. Oil constantly needs to be added. The more oil anyone adds, the more it will burn, as it has capacity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us how the light of guidance is inside the hearts of people and how it illuminates. There is an inner light, the Nur. We are blessed because Allah has put the light there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah guides to His light whomever He wills. It means that if Allah guides to Nur, which is guidance of the Quran, Allah guides those whom He wills, and only those Allah wills gain benefit from the revelation. Allah guides to His light and shows whom He wills the way. يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. In مَنْ يَشَاءُ We should think of ourselves as those Allah willed to be guided. Only because Allah willed that we are being guided. It is not for anyone. Only Allah is the one who guides. Ila nurihi, to the light or the nur. He does not say, ala nurihi. Li means taking upon the path of guidance or guiding all the way until the journey ends. This is li nurihi. Otherwise, it could have said, he guides, he takes and makes to reach towards the destination. The faith was there, but the knowledge of the Quran illuminates. As we learn from hadith, faith fluctuates, it increases and decreases. As the light in the oil lamp, it increases and decreases, depending on our adding the oil. What other thing light is dependent upon? First thing is the oil, then zujaj. The cleaner the glass or the covering, the brighter the light. But if it is dusty or dirty, then the light will be faint. Therefore, have to keep the zujaj or the heart clean. If a person sins, then have to seek repentance. We can see the effects when the person hears the Quran, but doesn't feel moved nor sheds tears. Even when the knowledge of the Quran is being given and verses that soften the heart are being recited or learned, and tears are not falling, nor any effect is being felt, then the person should understand the zujaj has become dusty. The glass or the crystal that Allah gave, how it gave it pure and clean and brilliant as a star. However, if we do not clean it, then everything gets dirty. So when it is not clean and the dust keeps falling upon it, then the light becomes duller and dimmer, and the ayahs do not affect the person. Even if the fuel is added, even then the light is not illuminated. As some people complain, we read Quran but do not see its impact. This is because the glass, which is the heart, has become dusty and dirty. So they have to clean that first. But how does one clean it? A person should supplicate to Allah, asking Allah to soften the hardened heart. They have to do zikr of Allah, then save oneself from sinning, then doing constant repentance. Also, they should not sit in a gathering where hearts get hardened, where there is too much talk of this world, of this dunya. We can note this when we come out of a gathering filled with glitz, glory, show of dunya. It affects the heart. The heart becomes hardened in such gatherings. As if one sits in a gathering that revives the faith, subhanallah, so the hearts become softened in that gathering. The nur of Allah is not bestowed to sinners, as those who make their glass dirty when they hear the Quran, it doesn't affect them, nor they gain guidance from it. The lamp will only illuminate when it gets the nur. Otherwise, how will it light up? Lam tamsathu nar. Well, even if the fire doesn't touch it, but when the oil is so pure and the glass is clear, then it has the ability to recognize Allah and will recognize that there is only one God. Who is one who guides? It is Allah. Guidance comes from Him. And one who Allah wills gets guidance. Another point is that the lamp can be lit with different types of oil. But why olive oil? If you look at diyas, lamps have a light flame because the other oil is crude and not pure. While the pure oil is highly flammable, it can be that there is other knowledge by which man recognizes Allah. But the real light and guidance is from the oil of the olive from the blessed tree. If we look in ourselves, even in our bodies, there are many signs. If we look to the horizons, there are many signs to recognize Allah. There are also studies, but the heart will not illuminate as it illuminates with the oil of the olive tree. And the olive from this tree is blessed. So much good is in it that man cannot even think. It is not expected. Quran gives so much good, and in so many ways we don't even know. Can these blessings be received from other sources of knowledge or degrees or certificates? And if we don't value it and consider ourselves intellectual without this knowledge, then it is not possible if they do not have this knowledge, because this knowledge is blessed and from a blessed tree. This knowledge makes man balanced, as it is not from east or the west, and is without any prejudice, and is illuminated all the time. This tree is not dependent on the light of the sun reaching it from the right angles or the direction, as a tree from either east or west is. This tree is from where it receives light all the time, at sunrise and at sunset. And the fruit of this type of tree, which gets light all the time, is most sweet when its location is best. So this tree has a direct connection with Allah. This is the knowledge from Allah, so the guidance from Allah. First, Nur is the fitrah of a man who believes in Allah. Then, when he receives knowledge of the Quran, it becomes Nurun ala Nur, light upon light, and illuminates the entire surroundings. And those who were around, their lives are also illuminated, because it lit like a lamp. The light from the lamp is brightest in the dark. No one lights a lamp in the dark. So the lamp works best in the darkness. So a believer illuminates when there are darknesses all around. Sometimes there are darknesses of ignorance. Then it is illuminating. The knowledge of the Quran, which is symbolized by the oil, always glows and has a shine. Even if it does not reach the misbah, even then it glows by itself. Itself, it says, it is the truth and has the strength in itself to illuminate. Some people are always in search of good and have a pure and pious fitrah, and others have polluted their glass or crystal from the environment. Then the fault in that case is not in the oil, but the defect is in the glass, because no light can illuminate from it. And because of the dust that covers it, its ability to illuminate is finished. Then there are ones whose glass or crystal is beautiful, just like chandeliers. Even when the chandeliers are off, they are radiant. And if they are connected to an electric outlet, when the switch is turned on, it looks beautiful. These are some types of hearts. وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ. And Allah sets forth examples for the mankind to make them understand. Otherwise, this matter could not be understood. We can better understand with these examples. A true believer is like a misbah, a lamp that is illuminated. And how it is like a glass or the outer crystal. Where does it get its oil? When the misbah lights up, then it illuminates everywhere that sends off light in the ocean when it is dark. and the wandering and lost travelers on ships find their way from the light of these lighthouses. This is how a believer is. He is like a lamp in the darkness for others. Wherever it goes, it gives light. It is bright itself and illuminates the lives of others. Wallahu bi kulli shay'in aleem, and Allah is all knower of everything. While the knowledge of man, the creation, anyone, no one can say they know about everything. No one can testify to this. Even specialists of an organ do not have complete knowledge. If a patient goes to them many times, it requires a second opinion, as he doesn't have complete knowledge. Is there anyone who can attest to بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ? No, only Allah testifies to this. No matter how big a philosopher it is, only the Lord of the universe, one who has complete knowledge of everything, has sent this Quran for mankind. Then we cannot try to use our limited intellectual reasoning in place of the Quran. Rather, we should use our intellect to understand it. How can our intelligence be compared to one who is بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ? We don't even know who is standing behind us, nor if we eat something, how it will become poison for us, or it will give us health. We do not even know how many viruses or bacteria are in our bodies. We don't even know what is happening within our own body. Then how will we know where our benefit and loss is? How can we question the commands of one who is the all-knower? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to understand these ayahs. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu wa la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Please listen to the recitation.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahu nurus samawati wal ard. مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله نور السماوات والأرض. مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم.